these your latest Newcastle headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, and Steve Bruce has revealed some of Newcastle's coronavirus victims have been goosed by the illness. Skipper Jamal Lascelles and fellow defenders Federico Fernandez and Emil Kraft are among those who have been struck down, while striker Alan Saint-Maximin has been out of action since November the 21st, with the virus still having an impact on the club. Asked if the ongoing situation was getting him down, head coach Bruce replied saying he was trying to remain positive, but it has been a tough time for the club. Moving on to the team news, ahead of tonight's game at Arsenal, Ryan Fraser is suspended following his red card at Sheffield United in midweek. Saint-Maximin is back in training following his positive COVID-19 test last month, but won't feature, while Jamal Lewis, Paul Dummett, Jonjo Shovey and Lascelles will all be assessed. Miguel Almiron and Joe Linton were both unused subs at Bramall Lane, but both may return here. Finally, Bruce is hoping the imminent return of Saint-Maximin will provide his Newcastle side with the attacking spark that has been so badly missing over the last few weeks. The Frenchman is finally back on the training ground after an extended break forced by the long-lasting effects of the coronavirus. And while he will not be involved in tonight's game at Arsenal or Saturday's trip to Aston Villa, he could feature in next week's matches against Leeds and Everton. His absence has coincided with Newcastle's worst attacking spell of the season, with Bruce's side having scored just once in their last six matches in all competitions. The Magpies manager admits Saint-Maximin's attacking threat is badly required, as he looks to get his team's stuttering campaign back on track. That's all for now, we'll have more later.